Cartel gunmen kidnap, kill Mexican recording artist in Tijuana. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on February 9, 2024. Unknown cartel gunman shot and killed a rising star in Mexico's narco music scene near the border city of Tijuana, Baja California. The musician known as Chuy Montana previously received threats from organized criminal organizations. On Wednesday, authorities in Tijuana discovered the body of Jesus Norberto Chuy Montana Cardenas Velasquez on the side of the road along the Tijuana-Rosarito Highway, Zeta Tijuana reported. Preliminary information revealed that a group of gunmen had cut off Chuy Montana as he drove, handcuffed, and forced him into their vehicle. The musician managed to jump out, only to be shot multiple times in the face and chest area. By the time authorities arrived at the scene, the gunman had already fled. The killing comes as Tijuana continues to experience an ongoing wave of violence as various drug cartels fight for control of the region. El cantante Chuy Montana fue asesinado al tratar de escapar de sus captores entre Tijuana y Rosarito. El cuerpo estaba esposado. El joven de 25 años fue descubierto por el vocalista de Fuerza Regida en la Garita de San Isidro mientras cantaba para obtener propinas. Se dedicaba. pic.twitter.com/gomosdn. Alfredo Alvarez, at Alfredo Alvarez, February 8, 2024. Chuy Montana performed a genre of music known as corridos tumbados, which tends to glorify the criminal lifestyle and focus on the money, luxury cars, and women they claim come with it. That type of music has gone mainstream in Mexico and has begun to gain much popularity in the U.S. A music promoter discovered him performing in the streets of Tijuana. Damn, R.I.P. Chuy Montana. Jop literally signed this dude off the street a year ago and put him on his recent album that I listened to all winter. pic.twitter.com/algertupix. Ruben, at Ruben Figueroa, February 8, 2024. In the aftermath of the murder, Chuy Montana's recording label issued a statement condemning the murder and asking for respect for his family. In September, the award-winning artist Peso Pluma was forced to cancel a concert in Tijuana after becoming the target of threats by Mexico's cartel Jalisco New Generation. The case sparked much controversy in Mexico due to Peso Pluma's international notoriety and the inability of Mexico's government to ensure public safety in Tijuana. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.